Welcome to the Workplace Minute, powered by H3 HR Advisors and sponsored by Paychex, one of the leading providers of HR, payroll, retirement, and software solutions for businesses of all sizes. My name's Steve Bowes. Two organizations showed the payoff from sticking with remote work policies. While many organizations have made news recently by calling for increased in-office working and attendance, usually under the pretense of improving productivity, collaboration, and culture building, two notable examples of the benefits of ignoring these calls are worth examining. First, let's look at the experience at Yelp, the business review app popular with just about anyone who has gone to a restaurant in the last few years. While many return-to-office proponents say that mandates are necessary to boost productivity and improve work culture, Yelp begs to differ. The organization went remote like many other organizations did when the pandemic hit, but unlike so many others, it has remained that way, and eventually introduced a remote-first policy back in 2021. Since then, the company has experienced a surge of job applications for any open roles that it has posted. In 2023, the total number of job applicants was 43% higher compared to 2021, according to Yelp's 2024 Remote Work Report released earlier this month. The number of applicants for sales roles skyrocketed by 103%, and applications for its general and administrative positions rose by 52% over the same period. Those increases fall in line with data that shows the over-indexed popularity that remote jobs have with applicants. "It's rewarding to see both the level of interest and the quality of our applicants," said Carmen Amara, chief people officer at Yelp, in a recent interview. "Remote work has allowed us to attract a number of candidates who previously would not have applied to Yelp due to their location." Despite arguments that remote work weakens workers' connections and limits their growth opportunities, Yelp says it has found the opposite to be true. About 90% of the company's more than 4,700 employees say they have found effective ways to collaborate remotely, and 91% say they are confident in their upward career mobility while working out of the office. Flexible schedules have facilitated a healthy work-life balance. About 89% of the company's workers say they can manage their personal and professional demands, and the same amount say that the remote model has allowed them to make positive changes for their well-being. And notably, Yelp's tenure has increased to 3.5 years in 2023, compared to 2.8 years the years prior. Additionally, the company says it's using the money it saved from shutting down its underutilized offices in New York City, Chicago, and Washington, D.C., to funnel back into employee benefits, professional development, and wellness reimbursements. A second organization, the global well-being company Gympass, has also found that giving people the freedom to decide where they want to work does great things for employee engagement and turnover. 2 years ago, executives at Gympass rolled out their Work From Anywhere You Prefer policy, which gave employees the option to stay remote, go hybrid, or return to work in person. Since then, worker satisfaction has doubled, engagement levels have increased by 43%, and voluntary employee turnover decreased by 69%. "We prioritize well-being as one of our key pillars, the same as you would prioritize profits, for example," Livia De Bastos Martini, the chief people officer for Gympass, said recently. About 85% of the company's roughly 1,800 employees now work under this flexible hybrid model, where teams and individuals choose when to go into the office or not, and while the other 15% are completely remote. Gympass says unless there is a strong business reason that requires being in person occasionally for a team project, workers never have to return to the office. While some return-to-office advocates believe that flexible scheduling leads to lower productivity, weaker engagement, and reduced office culture, Gympass has found the opposite to be true. The company says it hasn't seen worse performance among remote and hybrid employees, and their elevated engagement and well-being improves productivity. The key to Gympass' success was sticking to their remote work policies while other companies were reverting back to in-person work while emphasizing communication and transparency. That includes leaning on tools like Google Chat with channels dedicated to specific teams and projects, as well as a robust intranet system that organizes information about different company policies, including how-to manuals and training materials. Additionally, the company has also been intentional about their performance expectations for all employees, evaluating their business impact and goals alongside proper work behaviors. The remote working experiences at Yelp and at Gympass show that when done effectively and intentionally, remote workers can remain productive, connected, and engaged, all while delivering better results for their employers and enjoying greater satisfaction and improved work-life balance. We will continue to monitor and report on the important trends and issues around work flexibility and remote working here on the HR Happy Hour Media Network. That's it for the Workplace Minute, powered by H3 HR Advisors.